And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph, Jay Erdo, Trish, Eric, and Kathleen. This is our Santarchy second annual Santarchy show. Joseph looks shocked at something, and I don't know what it is.
I was just doing the Home Alone. I felt like I was Home Alone again.
He was shocked that you remembered what show it was.
Yeah, that is a little shocking.
Thank you.
I'm just thinking of him putting me in his dreams again. This is not a good situation.
Oh, okay. Well, Dave.
You know, dreams can be good dreams or they can be nightmares.
And you know what? Fruitcake
can
be nightmares or they can be really good, as we are going to find out in just a moment.
Or.
This is the Everlasting Fruitcake Song.
I never heard there could be a fruitcake song.
Oh, it's the Everlasting. It's the Everlasting Fruitcake.
But this hour brought to you by Alexander's All Care Automotive Repair, 3310 East Thomas Road in Phoenix, 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. Oil changes, major mechanics, you name it, he can do it. Give your auto a gift for the Christmas and let him experience him or her Alexander's. Am I right?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
Now, I'm playing that song in honor of our next guest. When someone gives you a fruitcake this time of the year, what do you normally do, Dave?
Depends who gives it to me.
Well, it depends on what kind of fruitcake it is. Mostly.
You mean the person or the cake?
Well, you know, I used to know someone who used to make... I just got that.
That was a good one.
I used to know someone who used to think that she knew how to make fruitcake, and then we'd get like this burnt... it basically was coal.
Kathleen missed out on her piece of fruitcake.
I know. I got it in here. I'll bring it to her.
Oh.
But, you know, so if you're going to want some fruitcake this year, you're going to want to get it from Robert Lambert, acclaimed food artisan.
Oh.
I am super excited because right now we are honored to have on Robert Lambert. Thank you so much for joining us on Breakthrough Entertainment.
Thank you. This is Robert, and thank you, Joseph, and thank you for having me on the air this morning.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's not only do we have you on the air, but we've got some of this fruitcake. I haven't tried it, but, you know, I hear that someone has tried it. Oprah Winfrey, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh.
They said it was the champagne of fruitcake.
And it's on her favorite things list this year, right?
Right, this month, right.
Wow. I mean, because I used to, I know that everyone looks forward to what Oprah has. I mean, of course, Ellen has a list as well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that, you know, so it's got to be a pretty big deal when Oprah stands behind this
fruitcake.
Because
everybody is courting her to try their product. And
yes.
So the fact that she chose this, that's awesome.
Yeah. So now we also have some marmalade and some chocolate sauce in here, which we'll be trying shortly as well. But what I want to do is, Robert, I want to first tell our listeners what is in this fruitcake, and then we're going to take a taste, and we're going to hear you tell us a little bit more about it. But what,
okay.
What you provided to us today is the white fruitcake. This is
right.
Grandmother's recipe. Pineapple, glazed cherries, white raisins, coconut, Brazil nuts, almonds, walnuts, pecans, Robert's own candied ginger, Meyer lemon, blood orange, bergamot?
Bergamot,
okay. And Rang Pure lime peels, fine French cognac. I mean, there's so much stuff in this.
Wow.
So I'm going to let everyone take a piece of fruitcake.
Wow.
There you go, Tricia. Dave, go ahead and grab
yourself
a piece.
I'll try this one.
Okay. And
I love the idea of candied ginger in there.
And
yeah.
I'm gonna try this one. And Robert, tell us a little bit about, aside from what I just said, about this white fruitcake.
Well, I candy all my own citrus peels, and that makes the biggest difference. I don't use any commercial candied fruit, so even the best of the best besides mine uses the standard, you know, candied fruits, commercially candied fruits. And I pick the fruits myself. I candy the peels. It's part of my process, and that's really what makes the biggest difference.
Mm. And you just said best of the best. This
right.
is the best fruitcake that I've ever eaten. I mean, this is like one of the best cakes I've ever eaten.
Well, people
I would
always
agree.
Say that. In fact, a customer last year said that when he got his cake, he thought he'd want a cup of tea with it, but when he tried it, he wanted a glass of champagne.
Oh, that would sound so wonderful.
Mm.
Wow, Robert. You know,
they're also nice with cheese displays because it's fruit and nuts, so it's nice with cheese. And for the holidays, one of my most popular videos on YouTube is creating a cheese display and using my marmalades and fruitcake with the cheese.
Now, I'm going to make sure our listeners know right off the bat, they can order this fruitcake, hopefully in time for the holidays and in time for Christmas. Go to robertlambert.com.
Right.
And that's not the only kind of fruitcake. I think I'm going to deliver some of this fruitcake over to Kathleen in the other room, but Dave and Tricia are going to take over for just a moment, and then I'll be back, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. A quick question. What's rare Buddha's hand citron?
Buddha's hand is one of the original strains of citrus in the world. It's like fingers, and it has no juice inside. It's all peel.
Oh, wow.
It was raised in China for thousands of years, and it's a type of citron.
Wow. And then candied young ginger?
Yeah, that's the spring ginger, the white ginger. It doesn't have any strings in it. It's very tender.
Wow. So you created all this, right?
Right.
How long have you been doing this?
15, 17 years now.
Oh, my gosh. And yeah. And is it? Do you have a store location, or is it just?
I just sell online, and I sell at farmers markets, and I sell to top stores across the country.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I also do a dark fruit cake, which is black figs and prunes and dates and currants and raisins, and a winter cake that doesn't have any candied fruit in it at all, but has dried fruit that's been plumped in. Tropical fruit juice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
and that has a little bit
juice?
Of cardamom and cinnamon in it.
So it, I was just looking here. This is Tricia. So you've got four orange chocolate fruit cake. You've got the dark fruit cake, the white fruit cake, the winter fruit cake, and a summer fruit cake?
Actually, the summer and the winter are the same cake. I just changed the name seasonally.
Oh, okay. Very good. Excellent.
Well, people in the winter wouldn't buy a cake named summer, and people in the summer wouldn't buy a cake named winter, so I just changed the name.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
But then, so this is absolutely amazing, and I will tell you, fruitcakes, I've had some of the most expensive fruitcakes. I've had some of, you know, the least expensive. Quite often, because of the candied fruit that's in it,
right,
these cakes come out so heavy.
Right.
Or you get like a panettone, which is, you know, a very, very light, you know, bread that's not really a cake.
Right.
But yours is still has enough cake that you feel like it's a cake, not just biting into these dried fruits.
Right, a lot of them is too much of the fruits and not enough to hold it together. This is a really fine, like a pound cake.
Yes, and
that's
and
my
that,
grandmother's recipe, and that's what holds it all together.
Well, that is, it's incredible. Your grandma's recipe is great, and I think the fact that, again, that you candy all your own fruits and everything makes it even more incredible and delectable. I think, now, how did Oprah get involved in this? Did she just find you, or did you
find
her?
No, they called me. They called me. I mean, my reputation has been around for some time, but, you know, and they've been back and forth different times over the years, but this time they really wanted to try it and sent some samples, and they went with it.
Now, I'm guessing this holiday season is your time, right? I mean,
it's my biggest time of year. Absolutely.
Yeah, and we're
everything, you know.
It makes sense.
It's the best thing for gift giving. Most people have enough stuff, and my customers tell me that they always get a call the next day if you give this as a hostess gift or to a member of their family. Artisan food is the best way to go for a gift.
No doubt about it. And, yeah, this is where everyone should order. How do they order, by the way?
Just go to robertlambert.com and place an order.
And
oh,
how does this ship?
I'm in Santa's workshop annex here, Robert Lambert annex, today filling orders and wrapping cakes.
Mm, wow. Wonderful.
Now,
how does it ship?
Either FedEx or USPS, which I found is really a great way to go. It's fast. And the post office really gotten it together, and they've become a really great way of shipping.
Now, Robert, we also have to taste test here in studio. I'm trying not to get this on my beard. We've got some marmalade and some chocolate sauce. Unless I'm mistaken, this is the malted milk chocolate sauce, which is milk chocolate blended with malt, the finest Madagascar vanilla, and Jack Daniel's whiskey.
Oh,
does that sound good? And I think is it the five mandarin marmalade?
Mm-hmm. The Calamondin.
Mm. Oh, okay. Okay. Yes. Yes. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, calamondin is a citrus fruit from the Philippines. It's very, very popular here, there, and very little known here. It's also called calamansi, and they're tiny. They're about the size of a quarter. They're thin-skinned. They're full of seeds. They're extremely difficult to process, so rarely make into a marmalade, but they make, I think, the best marmalade in the world. It took me 4 days to cut 3 batches,
ooh,
and it's incredibly labor-intensive. Mm. But the labor is worth it. It just, once you taste it, you're going to see. And another thing that I do with my marmalades that no one else does, I mean, I won't make anything unless I can add something that's different and unique and brings things forward. I use a blend of juices rather than all water when I make my marmalade, so the acid level is raised, and it gives me a better balance between sour and bitter and sweet, which is the elements of marmalade.
I have to say, Robert, both of these are so delicious. I mean, normally I would say that I like anything chocolate more.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this chocolate is amazing. And it's like, I'm glad I didn't bring the whole bottle for us, because I
now
know.
Wait a minute. You're going to pig out on that when you get home?
Yeah. Well, no. I'm saying that we would have done that here in studio.
For sure.
I mean, if I had a spoon in that chocolate and this chocolate sauce, I would probably just eat it like it was ice cream. But this marmalade, I mean, this is one of the my favorite things that I've tasted all year. And I normally don't even like oranges and orange flavor.
Or citrusy.
A lot of people that don't like marmalade say they like mine because it has better flavor. And it's almost like a wine. It has such a long finish.
Right.
And again, wonderful with cheese, great with all kinds of things and marinades and as a glaze or meat.
I was just going to say, it has such a complex flavor.
Right.
It's delicious, and when I first tasted it, you know, it was that citrusy marmalade, but then it just, like you said, it has a long lingering flavor.
Right.
But
well, it's also Meyer lemon juice, Rangpur lime juice, mandarin juice, and some Rangpur in the cut. Rangpur lime is a sour mandarin or a mandarin lime from Bangladesh originally.
Mm.
And it's a great, great flavor because it's sharp. It has that mandarin flavor, but it also is sour enough to stand up to the sugar.
Well, and taking a piece of, taking a little bit of each of these following each other, it's like so incredible. But I do have to mention the texture of your chocolate sauce is phenomenally just silky.
Really creamy, yeah.
It's creamy. It's firm enough, but not too firm. Phenomenal.
Yeah, you can heat it slightly and it'll pour, but I think that one's really nice the way it is. And because it's firm enough when it's cold, you can even use it as a cake glaze.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got some recipes using the chocolate sauces on my website of a chocolate mousse pie, where you just fold it into whipped cream and fill a pie shell, and that's a great way of using it.
Or on top
also
of a Boston cream pie.
This time of year. Chocolate cream pie.
Now, Tricia, you just said, you know, having one after the other, you know, having these together,
mm-hmm,
both the marmalade and the chocolate sauce, it almost tastes like the best orange peel, chocolate covered orange peel that I've ever had in my entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Have you, maybe that's an idea. Could you make some chocolate-covered orange peels, Robert?
Maybe.
Well, I do. I have a 4-orange chocolate sauce, actually, too, with Seville, Valencia, bergamot, and blood orange syrup.
Mm.
And I make all the syrups myself, too.
This is amazing.
I have a non-food-related question for you.
Uh-huh.
I was looking at your website, and you're leaning up against a yellow 914 Porsche. Is that a car you actually drive?
No, that was a very long time ago. That's vintage.
Yeah, because it's a cool car.
1974, I think that was.
Wow. You know,
yeah, cool car.
What also caught my attention is the cranberry raspberry relish.
Uh-huh.
The Concord Zinfandel jelly. I mean, that's something I'm just, I'd love to taste those. Those look delicious.
Cranberry is unusual in that I used an old recipe that I found, and half the cranberries I bake in the oven with brandy and sugar for 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
To candy them, and they eventually just go down. They get really dark, dark red, and that's a big part of that. Also, Pinot Noir wine, my own Seville orange peel, and a little cognac.
And pear ginger jam, that looks delicious.
They
all look. I made that for the Intercontinental Hotels. I originally developed that recipe.
These are also amazing.
Really.
I mean, it's like Oprah says, the champagne of fruitcakes. All of this stuff is so just like fancy. And I mean, if someone gave you one of these fruitcakes or a jar of this marmalade or syrup or chocolate sauce, any of this, I mean, it would be one of my favorite gifts that I got.
Right. Well, I also do a lot of. I've got a lot of special offers for the holidays of gift sets and a single jar gift and a duo gift sets and tins for the fruitcakes that are beautifully decorated. And I also offer a special gift with purchase every year. And this year I've developed a mulled wine syrup that's a special gift with purchase, and that has a reduced Cabernet, Seville orange syrup, Valencia orange syrup, white ginger syrup, pomegranate extract, a little red wine vinegar, brandy, and hot cinnamon liqueur.
Wow.
Now, so again, the website is robertlambert.com, and you can find all this stuff. You can order it for yourself in time for the holidays.
Right.
Now, I mean, it's no secret. Fruitcake is traditionally one of those, and it's like a joke, right?
Right. That you re-give the fruitcake, giving it away.
I mean, one of my favorite movie of all time is Mixed Nuts, and there's a scene in that when they keep giving this fruitcake, and then it ends up going through someone's windshield near the end of the movie. I mean, so and because they're so dense.
I'm licking the crumbs off of this plate.
I know.
Let me tell you, it is phenomenal.
That's what I'm saying. You know, if I brought all this stuff, it would be gone within. Like by the end of the segment, because this is so amazing, Robert.
Well, that's almost one of the reasons I started making them, is just to prove all that wrong. I mean, I grew up with this wonderful cake, and it didn't daunt me that it had a terrible reputation. The field was wide open for a good one.
Absolutely.
Now, this connoisseurship, or whatever you would like to call it, of food, it sounds like it's in your blood. If this is your grandma's recipe.
Right, she was she started at 13 as a logging camp cook.
Oh, wow.
And then she worked in a hotel. That's where she met my grandfather. And then she had a big family to feed. She was out in the garden every morning picking the vegetables for our dinner. She did all the preserving and canning and everything that we ate all year round when we were there. And that really started me off. My mother's also a great baker, and she was the only one in the family that could handle the wood stove. So her sisters were out in the field, and she was in there baking. So that was where she got her start. And I just have a long history of good food and quality ingredients.
Well, Robert, I got to tell you, a lot of my friends are going to be extremely grateful that we got to have you on the show today, because I'm hitting your website to get some more last-minute gifts, because I'm giving some of my foodie friends for sure.
Right. Yeah. Thank you so much.
And include the white grapefruit syrup.
Ooh.
I can't even choose.
Every bit of it sounds delicious.
Yeah, every time you say something, I mean, and it's
what is a white grapefruit syrup? That looks
white
really
grapefruit
interesting.
Syrup. There's an old tree up in Napa. I mean, I don't make things unless I come upon something that I think I can use. There's a friend of mine up in Napa who had a neighbor who had this old grapefruit tree in the yard, and it's white grapefruit I prefer over the others anyway, and it's like a 100-year-old tree that gets like 400 pounds of fruit on it every year.
Oh, wow.
And I go up and pick the fruit, candy the peels go into the fruitcake, and the juice goes into the syrup.
Oh my gosh, excellent.
Yeah, and the way that you make it sound in this brochure that we were sent, and the way that you're talking about it,
it's so sensual that you're actually almost tasting it, smelling it,
exactly,
feeling it.
Exactly.
Well, I hope so, just by talking about it. I don't make anything that I don't like, so that's what drives my business, not what I think the market needs or not what I think is going to sell better than something else, but I make what I like, and if other people like it too, that's great.
Dark cherries and Merlot. You know what? We're going to have to call end to the segment, because I don't know what I'm going to do. My stomach is like going wild right now.
Now, where exactly are you located, by the way?
In Northern California, in Marin County, north of San Francisco.
Oh, so nice. See, Oprah could call you from Monterey, right? Or Carmel, where she has her house.
I don't know about that.
Wow. I will tell you, absolutely the best I've ever had. And I'm no Oprah, but I will tell you, this is going to be
honored and gratified that people like what I do.
Yes, yes. Robert Lambert, thank you so much for helping us celebrate Christmas and Santarki. I mean, so wonderful to have fruitcake on our Santarki show.
Merry Christmas, and thank you for that. That great intro was a wonderful way to begin.
Well, we actually got another song, so if you want to stick with us as we go,
gonna,
so you can hear the song that's going to take us out of our break.
I'm going to hear it, absolutely.
Everyone, go to robertlambert.com. The song that's taking us out of our break in honor of Robert is Kirk Talley singing the Fruitcake song. Have you ever heard this one?
No, but I can't wait.
Okay, well, here we go. Thank you again, Robert.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with some in-studio guests.
And this is a Breakthrough Entertainment, live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix.
Oh, what in the world am I going to do with the fruitcake? It's made of all those squishy things that I will never eat. I wish there was a special place for fruitcake. And the fruitcakes that's in fruit.